And now, a word from our sponsor. Are you trying to lose weight but don't want to eat right, eat less, or move your butt more? Then ask your doctor about Tapeworm Diet Pill today. Take one anyway. Just a single Tapeworm Diet Pill, preferably taken while standing in a marshy swamp, will literally eat away your pounds. Try Tapeworm Diet Pill today from the makers of the Leech Blood Alcohol Reduction Patch. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 152.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We are so happy.
We are so happy
to have you with us.
I don't know what that happened.
Southern comfort from the ramen noodle.
I can't talk.
Yeah, well, I can't either.
I think that's why this is happening.
See, I'm on this new diet pill, and every now and then I think it comes up and grabs my soft palate or something and just kind of whips it back and forth.
That's so gross. All my dinner. Ew. Stop singing that.
Jeremy makes the theme song for the Tapeworm Diet Pill.
I don't know where I heard that.
If you're not already subscribed,
you make up songs.
Nope, I didn't make that up.
Podcast, and you would like to, then please check us out over at cleancomedypodcast.com. Any links that we mention in this episode will be over at cleancomedypodcast.com/152. So let's get into the comedy with this.
That's the tapeworm talking.
That's the tapeworm singing.
Funny stuff from the last week or so. I've got actually two stories.
You
That's excessive.
Well, one was, have you noticed how often people just like to be agreeable? And they want to be kind of a part of something.
Yeah, I have noticed that. I totally get what you're saying. I mean, yeah, let's talk about this because I totally get it. I agree.
Well, we were in a store recently and they had some free samples out. And we saw one of our friends there that works at the store. And he has been playing Minecraft for a while. And I must confess, I've actually gotten back into playing Minecraft. Because Jenny found a server that's a lot of fun.
Me too.
And has some cool stuff on the server. And so we've started playing again together. But on this server, there are all of these certain interesting things. And like, I haven't played Minecraft in a long time. So there are all of these new things about Minecraft that, like enchantments, and with the latest update, you can ride horses and all of these
and
certain things.
Things hiding in blocks so that when you're mining, they can come out and bite you, which I still don't know what they are.
They are silverfish, I think.
They look like hedgehogs.
But when this friend of ours and I were talking about this in the store, there was also this other older lady.
Let's give this friend a name.
We'll call him Dave.
Okay.
Well, so Dave and I were talking a little bit about Minecraft, and there was this older lady who was also enjoying some of the free samples.
We'll call her Dan.
And no, we'll call her
Fran.
Martha.
Fran. Well, let's call her Franny. Or Fanny.
Martha. We'll call her Martha.
And no, I'm not a fun Dave. Name.
Well, Martha was standing nearby and kind of just hanging out, I guess, in a sense, wanting to be social. And as Dave and I were talking about Minecraft stuff, talking about like enchantments and the creeper came up and exploded and stuff, this lady, she must have been like 70 years old or something, but she's standing by like enjoying her free sample and she's like Nodding her head as if she's like wanting to be involved in this conversation and pretending like, oh yeah, yeah,
Creeper I have blew done up. That. Yeah. I've been there. I know what you're talking about. Not really.
Falling into lava. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe she has a grandchild that plays Minecraft.
Profound.
That's, yeah, that could be possible. And so, yeah, I didn't think of that, but I did just think it was funny that she wasn't actually participating in the conversation. She was just kind of standing off, but she was watching us, like in the sense that people just don't want to be alone and they kind of stalk other people and they hang out at weird places. That kind of lady. And she was just kind of standing nearby. Not
do you think she was actually listening?
She was, yeah.
You think she was?
Yeah.
I mean, because I've done this before. I've actually kind of gone on autopilot and I've started like nodding and saying, and I'm not actually listening.
Well, she was never, ever part of the conversation.
We made sure of that.
Was she making eye contact?
Well, we weren't talking to her.
Yes, so. But when you looked at her to notice that she was agreeing.
I looked at her out of the corner of my eye or saw
so
her.
So you didn't make eye contact.
Was talking.
What if she wasn't nodding at you? What if it was the voices in her head? She's like, I know, I should kill them, but this food is just so good. And anyway, they sound like they know people that can explode, so I'm not going to do it, but I hear what you're saying. I do, and that's where the nodding came from.
I can so relate with that.
Yes, they are young and probably annoying, and I should probably get rid of them, but so maybe when you see someone nodding it doesn't make any sense, you should actually run.
Because they're going to explode.
They are.
Maybe.
Especially if they start going, psst.
What if she was a creeper disguised as a human?
Well, she was a little bit of a creeper.
Did she turn her head to the left when she came up to you?
Isn't that an indication that someone is lying?
What?
Oh, well,
to
I don't
the
know.
Left?
Or to the right. They turn their heads right before they explode. They do.
Oh, that's interesting. Well,
and they expand.
Liars?
Like a sponge.
I didn't know liars did these things.
Oh, yes, liars. They turn their heads and they expand.
Yeah, it's all about like the psychology.
Jeremy's about to lie.
Because I turned my head and I expanded.
Or he's about to blow up. It's a little hard to tell which one's going on.
It's true.
Hard.
But Jeremy, do you have a random noodle update?
No. I don't.
Get out.
Okay.
Careful. Don't make him explode. He does that when he gets nervous.
I'm sitting next to him as well. And you're over there on the other side of the desk.
Jenny.
You're safe and I'm not.
I can still get the blood stains.
Ew.
Jenny.
Ew.
What is your random noodle update?
Actually, I do have a random noodle update. So I'll give it now that you've given me the proper opportunity. Instead of saying, do you have a noodle update?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. This is a story that Daniel doesn't know. This is rare. Because
no
we live together.
Because
we're married. In case anybody doesn't know.
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
A little bit delayed.
Lately.
Even though Daniel uses a female voice sometimes, apparently. Like you did just there.
Lately, on a fairly consistent basis, just 30, no, it's pretty much exact, like 30 minutes before my alarm goes off, I wake up to this twittering outside, and it's at the same time every day. So it's, why are you looking like that? With such shifty eyes.
He's afraid that it's something he's doing.
I was just thinking of who's sending all the tweets.
Don't worry.
I wake up to this smell.
Okay.
No, that's not until 10 o'clock.
What?
TMI. Oh,
that just happened.
So 30 minutes before my alarm goes off, a whole flock of birds enters
the room.
It enters our backyard and just has some sort of social event every morning, 30 minutes before my alarm goes off, and they wake me up. And that's funny.
That was great.
That's the story.
Yeah, that's it.
I actually was trying to get rid of these birds the other day.
You were?
Yeah, I realized, boy, these birds are really being noisy. And the window was open.
Yeah, we sleep with the windows open a lot in the summer.
Daniel looked outside and there were no birds.
So, like, I think about getting up and, like, opening the window and, like, clapping so that they'll all leave.
Well, yeah, that's what I tried to do, is make a couple claps. But I realized if I kept trying too hard, I might wake you up trying to keep the birds from waking you up.
They just do that.
It turns out it's just the air gets saturated with Twitter. It's not birds. Twitter flies through the air.
It's a Twitter party. Uh-huh. They're having a Twitter party outside.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Well, let me share my other story, because this is something that I'm not sure whether Jenny remembers this happening.
Oh, it's like the married couple reveal.
Oh.
I had some dream the other night. It was actually a dream about Minecraft.
Dream about Minecraft. You're having Minecraft dreams again.
Yeah, and in my dream, I was very passionate about the way something needed to be done, like some hole
you
needed to be dug.
Or I can't imagine that.
Some way, some bricks needed to be laid.
You know,
or something.
You're getting into Minecraft when it starts entering your dream life.
And
next it'll enter your reality and you'll be like, oh, I could build that. Well, I'm totally gonna build that.
It did cross over into my reality because while I was asleep, I finally just spoke out to share my plans and frustration or something, of trying to explain how this needed to be done. But I spoke in my sleep, which woke Jenny up, and Jenny responded, I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was something like, what did you say? Or what are you talking about? Or something like that. And my response was, I had kind of woken myself up a little bit. So I knew that I was talking in my sleep, but my brain wasn't completely all there, because I said something like, I was talking in my sleep. I know, because it felt differently from when I was talking in my dream.
Wait, who said this?
I did.
You said that. Oh.
It felt differently.
It felt differently because I didn't know where to apply the toilet paper when I used it.
It really did feel differently because that's probably what woke me up. It's like, whoa, my voice suddenly sounds different.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that is my random noodle.
You know what I hate?
Or what?
I hate it when I'm taking a nap.
Hatest.
And there are
these birds outside and they start tweeting.
Oh, goodness.
Just kidding.
I don't like it when I'm taking a nap. And I wake myself up with, like, some odd noise, like, ah! Like, I just wake myself up doing some odd noise, and I'm legitimately sleeping, and all of a sudden, I'm not even dreaming. And I'm like, ah! And I wake myself up. It's so lame. I don't like doing it. In fact, I did it the other day when you and our international guest was over.
Our international guest.
And I was afraid you guys had heard it.
Oh, you meant me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Daniel wouldn't be over because he lives here.
Yes, he lives here.
Yes.
No,
I didn't hear anything about you.
We had an exhausting day, so I went and I took a nap, and I was like, "Ah!" And I thought you guys heard it.
We just thought that was normal.
Oh,
just kidding.
Gee.
Well, let's move on.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Yes.
Why isn't Winnie in the chat room?
Winnie.
She's in our time zone.
That's true.
She's in New York City, and she doesn't have any... better to do than listen to this.
She's in New York?
I thought.
Yeah, she's in New York City. And yeah, being in New York City gives people plenty of things better to do than listen to us.
Hey.
Yeah. It probably costs too much to listen to us if you're in New York City.
That's probably the point, yes.
Well, let's move on to this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our wonderful listeners. Now, we've got something here that I've been meaning to open in a long time, and it's starting to smell really bad. It's a box from Dachshund.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The box used to make noise and like move around a little bit, it stopped doing that a couple weeks ago, and it started smelling. So
that's nasty.
I'm not sure what's in this thing, but we received from Dachshund some mail, and we love receiving mail, especially when it contains $100 bills,
love
chocolates,
mail.
Anyone can send stuff to us at The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. Or you can email regular stuff to us by emailing feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call and leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221 or send a voice message through the website cleancomedypodcast.com.
You can email packages.
They just don't work very well.
You can email packages just fine.
So we are finally opening this, and this has some instructions on it. Hold that up to the microphone.
Is that the new Dachshund?
Oh, okay.
It's the new Dachshund. Dachshund, I don't know if you're aware, but the toy you sent to Lucy before, I named after you. And so I was always telling her, get Dachshund.
And you know what?
And she did.
She broke it. She started eating you, Dachshund, so we had to throw you away.
Yeah, well, that's what you do are no longer necessary.
For the replacement, Dachshund. This will be you now, Dachshund. Yeah, this is the new you.
We have started saying to our dog, inspired by Jeremy, go get Dachshund.
Go get
Dachshund.
This squeaker isn't going to last very long.
It might last
longer than the other one. And he sent this letter that says, to the Ramen Noodle Podcast, since Jenny enjoys these non-electronic emails so much,
I do.
I decided to send another. Luckily, the local antique store had this non-electric email and a stylus. The stylus is amazing. You change it up by spinning it around a rotor blade. Razor blade. Huh. To delete it, you use a rubber mutton chop. Rubber.
What is happening right now?
On the opposite end. Rubber mittens, rubber something on the opposite
end.
Well, back to important matters. The dog toy is, of course, for Lucy. That's our dog. Of course, not our child.
Lucy.
We're not expecting a child yet. The candy bars for whomever wants them. Jenny gets the one with nuts, of course. I enjoy the show very much.
What are you trying to say, Dachshund?
Hope it stays on forever. That's what he's trying to say.
That I'm nuts?
P.S. Please get the pizza box off Lucy.
Oh, that brings back memories. Wait,
I didn't read that correctly. P.S. Please get the pizza box off Lucy! P.S.S. Actually, it should be P.P.S.
P.P.S.
The caps were just to annoy Jenny.
Well done.
They annoyed Jeremy too.
So, and he also sent in donations to sponsor.
What did you just do? Ripped off the dog's leg.
Oh,
it's because it's dead.
Look at that!
Oh my gosh!
Thank you so much, Dachshund, for the chocolate and the
wrapped in
money. So the chocolate is or the little horse toy is apparently what
horse
died.
Toy?
You think that's a horse? It looks like an aardvark and also a horse. I think
it's a unicorn. See, look. Look.
Oh.
See?
That's awkward.
It's got a horn.
Pink, fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
Ouch.
Apparently it's a flying pink fluffy unicorn.
We will have pictures of this in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/152 so you can check it out and send us cool stuff too.
That noise was my throwing the unicorn at Daniel.
We almost need to do something like in Despicable Me and announce what we're going to do before we do it. Freeze Ray! And that kind of stuff. Oh. Like, flying unicorn.
Flying unicorn.
Laser vision.
Left hook. Roundhouse. Anyway, we got this message in from one of our...
Wait!
Yes?
We didn't get to thank Dachshund.
Thank you, Dachshund.
Thank you, Dachshund.
Thanks you much.
Thanks you.
Dachshund-y.
Thanks. Did you? I don't. You didn't actually say what was in the box.
Candy bars.
Payday and, bars. And what's that blue thing?
It's a payday, really.
It looks like North Carolina money, because apparently they're a different
nation.
It's
a Russell Stover chocolate note.
Pink fluffy unicorns. It says, in Tar Heels we trust.
What?
Tar Heels. Heels. Heels.
Southern chocolate,
not apparently. Hills. Heels.
Well, let's get on to this voicemail from one of our, I'm not sure if they're necessarily a new listener, but they've just shown up recently, like spawned out of the blue and have started sending us messages. So this is from the Dog King 101, which I guess apparently he like teaches classes on how to be the king of dogs. it's like a class in college, the Dog King, Dog King 101. So here's his message.
What?
Hi, Daniel, Jeremy, Jenny. This is the Dog King 101. At least that's what I'm known by on your chat room. And I just called to give you a quick funny story. That's not really funny, but, you know, it was weird to see. So I'm looking out my window.
Now, I have to agree. This story necessarily isn't funny, but what happens in the process of his telling the story... And how he tells a not funny story is what makes this funny.
I see.
And I see these two little squirrels, and one is running on the fence, and the other is also running on the fence. And they end up seeing each other. And they seriously just sit there and stare for like 10 seconds. And then one twitches, and the other just jumps on him. So they're like rolling around and fighting and tackling each other and stuff. It's really funny.
Twitter-pated.
Awkward.
Don't know if you know what I mean, but... And, well... that anyways never mind. So they're rolling around and fighting, and have you ever heard a squirrel scream?
Now you have.
Oh my goodness,
because it's really funny, because they're like so yeah, it was funny. And then they jump into the tree and they're still doing this fighting thing, and you just hear their little squirrel screams, and I kind of lost sight of them in the bushes, but I heard a little thunk. And I kind of have a feeling that one of them fell out of the tree. So I'm hoping tomorrow, when I look outside, I don't see, like, a little squirrel hearse pulling up to drag two dead squirrel bodies. Because, you know, I like squirrels. Who doesn't like squirrels? Well, except for dogs that chase squirrels. Anyways, I'm going to wrap this up before I make a big embarrassment. I embarrass my... Bye.
That was awesome. Please call in and do another story.
And I must say, for a dog, you speak human really well.
I love the squirrel really scream. Well.
And we might be hearing some of his voicemail again and again and again and again in the future.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
As there's some good gold in there.
Good
as
gold?
Bad gold or fool's gold or anything.
Good gold.
Yeah.
What's okay. happening? Oh, are you going to get a soundbite? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. That's a soundbite.
Ew.
But also, here is... you remember last episode, we had our friend Winnie from Belgium.
Winnie!
And she shared some foreign language stuff with us. Well, after the podcast, she gave us a video that I wanted to share with our podcast listeners this time. And this is what American English sounds like to non-English speakers.
Can you explain what they did beforehand? Because it might be kind of confusing.
This is an Italian pop artist performing this in a in some kind of show or something. And this is what they think English sounds like. American English sounds like.
All right.
We'll have the video in the show notes, but get used to this beat.
That sounded so American.
It does, though. Kind of.
When I stay in the shoes, and I will hold Billy Sane, then I hurry, maybe get the color boss dying. When it's the same, I ain't gonna call me Steen. You know, if it's on a
I'm not going to let the whole thing play because the beat does not change through the entire song.
Nope.
But what's fun is trying to figure out what are they saying? It sounds like something like he's singing about his shoes and then the color boss died.
Okay.
So it might be a little bit of a racist song. What's it saying to you, Jeremy? What are you getting from this song?
Sick.
How does it make you feel?
Sick.
Okay. Jenny, what are you getting from this song?
I have no words anymore. I have no words.
Well,
it's not Italian, people.
It's not English.
It's not English either.
It's not any language.
They just made it up.
But it's what this particular Italian singer thinks Americans sound like when they sing. So listen to this song and see if you can figure out
what they're saying. If you can't tell, when you watch the video, it's pretty obvious it was made in the 70s as well, which explains a few other things about it.
Like the accent, maybe?
No.
The incessant beat that never changes. That doesn't change at all. Apparently music in the 70s was not very creative. So go check that out in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/152. And
check out the show notes for other things. Don't go watch that.
Let us know what you think they're saying. Even if you want to transcribe the whole thing, let us know.
Ooh, I might do that.
Unfortunately, the YouTube caption is not an option on this video. They should have enabled it. That would have been fun to see what they were saying. But listeners, we would love to have your funny stories, funny things that you see on the internet. Send us your feedback, send us donations, send us cool stuff. You can email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 and leave a voicemail there. Or you can go to the website cleancomedypodcast.com and send a voice message through your computer or iOS device, just like the Dog King 101 did. And if you need to learn how to be a Dog King, then please attend his class, Dog King 101, and I think you'll really benefit from that. And also check out the podcast and all our previous episodes at cleancomedypodcast.com. And you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. Follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And I'm Jenny. You can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
I'm just trying to think of some way I can end this show sounding like an American, but not actually speaking American English.
Don't try it.
It's just not worth
it. Wait, isn't that what you do every week?
True. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.